Welcome to COVID-19, the Sabbatical Diaries. Another episode, another story, another journey. This is episode 1 of COVID-19, the Sabbatical Diaries. Now, why did I decide to do this? Last week, South Africa has changed. A lot of things happened. We had the presidential state of nation address, and where he officially declared South Africa as a state of national disaster, including no more gatherings of more than 100 people, closing the borders, etc., etc. Obviously, I work in the entertainment industry, and therefore, our job is to bring people together. We cannot do our jobs if we can't bring people together. So my company has decided that we take a 3-week sabbatical leave, when the company will still be open, but most of us will be working from home. Now, my job in the company is more a physical job, be on site, assist with crew, building stages, props, or etc., etc. Obviously, I cannot work from home because there's nothing for me to do if we don't have any events. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, all our events has been cancelled until August. So, I'm at home for the next 3 weeks. I'm on self-isolation at the same time because apparently I've gotten sick. No, not that sick. I mean, I know what everyone's thinking. I've had death stares. No, this is a normal cold. Also, cleared by my doctor, this is a normal cold. Now, the problem is, some people don't believe it because, obviously, we are in a world crisis. Major pandemic that's breaking out, everyone is freaking out, which is reasonable, it's reason to be freaking out, and I support it. But, listen, not every time someone coughs or sneezes, they've got the coronavirus. Seriously, some of us are just like, got some allergies, or, you know, some stuff. So, I was cleared by my doctor officially yesterday. This is just a normal cold. My body is exhausted, stress combining, blah blah, and now I'm sick, so I can't go anywhere. But I am though in self-isolation because I am cleared, but to be safe for other people, as example, my family, someone in my family who recently got chemotherapy, they are at risk with this illness. So I have shut myself in my bedroom, and this is where I'm staying for the next 3 weeks, basically, unless I have to go in for a meeting or until I have recovered from this cold. Now, I don't like sitting still, I never have. So I was trying to think of what I can do, and then I stumbled upon podcasts. Yay. So then I'm like, okay, vlogging, blogging, I mean, let's combine it, let's make podcasts. So that is why we're here. That is why you are listening to my voice. I started this podcast because I need something to keep me busy going forward for the next 3 weeks. Otherwise, I'm going to start going crazy, or painting, or breaking something, or someone, you never know. I mean, I can't promise that. Now let's talk about COVID-19. It all started in Wuhan, as we are all aware. But since then, it has spread all over the world, and everyone is basically infected. Great. Yay. Now, when you hear pandemic breakout, my immediate thought is, I'm legend. Oh my word, we're finally, this is zombies, it's happening. Zombie apocalypse. But no. No, this virus is not a zombie apocalypse virus. This is a flu virus. Yeah, you can sense my disappointment there. I'm extremely disappointed. I did want some zombies so that I can shoot them. And also, you know, zombies are cool. That's a topic for another episode. But anyway, now we've got this flu-like pandemic breaking out, killing people left, right, and center, and everyone is too afraid, even if someone coughs. So yesterday I was in the shop. After I got my doctor, I am wearing a mask, also, by the way, But I had to go pick up medication, so I had to go to the shop. So now I'm standing in the queue, and someone walks past. Someone I know from high school. And they greet me, and they go like, "But were you not just in China?" And this whole shop shut down. Everyone froze and looked at me, and I'm like, "Yeah, I did." And for a split second, it felt like I might be stoned, or killed, or burned, or something. Now, yes, I was in China, but I've been back in South Africa now for 2.5 months already. By now, I would have either had the symptoms or died somewhere along the line. Neither of that happened. I'm just sick now. Normal sick. By the way, what is the worst time that anyone can get sick? No, not during exams, not during that interview, but while there's a flu epidemic outbreak. I mean, worst timing ever. I can't even sneeze walking down the street because then the dogs are bark. I'm very freaked out. My dog is not even talking to me because she's scared I might kill her because ultimately now I'm a COVID-19 patient. But I'm not. Again, I'm not. And I'm going to say that a million times. I'm not. But anyway, I'm keeping safe. Keeping my distance. What I'm getting to is, people, not everything is COVID-19. If someone sneezes, yes, be cautious, but don't freak out. There's no need to scream at the top of your lungs or freeze. Just relax, take it as it comes. And also, I'm inside. Please don't hate me for this, but we're anyway gonna get it. But yes, I agree. Be safe, be cautious. Don't do something dangerous, but don't freak out. Don't panic. Stop panicking. And stop buying all the toilet paper. No, we're not doing that now. We'll talk about in discussion next episode. Anyway, this is why COVID-19, the sabbatical diaries, was started. I hope you enjoy my 3-week sabbatical podcast, challenge, hobby, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, that's it. Cheers. Till next episode.
COVID-19, the Sabbatical Diaries. New episodes daily.